people have their nativity scenes displayed, their Christmas trees are decorated, lights on their houses as of last week for us, and presents under the tree. Apparently, Pastor Derek hasn't started shopping yet. I read that the average family in the United States will spend $859 this year on presents. Maybe you're like me and think, good, we're below average for a change. This is good. Well, you look in and all around Christmas is being celebrated. Stores are out there playing worship music and they don't even know that they're doing it. As they refuse to say Merry Christmas and say Happy Holidays, at the same time they have incredible worship music playing over their speakers in the form of Christmas carols. And we look and we think about Christmas, and it's just a little over a week away, and we're here this morning celebrating the coming of Christ. Spending this beautiful Sunday morning worshiping Christ as we study the reasons why we celebrate Christmas. And two of them are found in our text this morning. As we look at the book of 1 John in its entirety, it uses this word as far as Christ was manifest. He was manifest for a certain reason. He was manifest for a certain reason. Christ was given to us. We saw it in the beginning of the book of 1 John in chapter 1, where it tells us that he was manifest that we might have fellowship with the Father and with the Son. As far as one reason why it is that Christ came, it would be so that you and I could have fellowship with God. The magnitude of that, significance of that, of intimate fellowship, where he says, no longer do I call you my servants, but I call you my friends. And this fellowship that's there, where prior to Christ, there was no way to approach the throne of God. And yet now we find, as a result of Christmas, as a result of Christ and him coming to earth, we have fellowship with the Father and with the Son. Later on, we'll look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 9, where it says, in this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. We see that as another reason given in 1 John.